What's going on, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of Weighing In with Worm. I'm your host, Worm Buffelli, and I just want to thank you for joining me. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to Raider Outdoor Power. Located at 2580 Rockdale Road, the good folks at Raiders will make sure that you are set up this season to have your lawn looking like a pro-level golf course. And when that snow falls and you need to get to a wrestling tournament, they will also have the top-of-the-line snowblowers that you need to get that snow off your driveway and get you on the road. Steve and Mel out at Raider Outdoor Power, stop out and see them, and they'll make sure that you are set up. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the podcast. Coaches, are you looking for new warm-ups for your team? A fan shop? Something local and high quality? Don't waste any more time and email Jeremy at X-Grain Sportswear. Located in Piasta, Iowa, Jeremy will make sure you have custom mock-ups done fast and high quality at a fraction of the price of the leading brands. Email Jeremy at x-grain.com today and let's make your mark. The running joke in wrestling is look good, feel good, wrestle good. And if you want to look good, stop and see my friend Anna at King's Cuts by Anna. Located in Dubuque, she is one of the best barbers in all around. She'll get you cleaned up, lined up, whatever you need to make sure you're feeling good, looking good, so you can wrestle good. Download the Booksy app today, search for King's Cuts by Anna, and schedule your appointment today. Tell her Jeremy sent you. Are you looking to restore rusty old metal parts to like-new conditions or protect brand-new components with durable, attractive, long-lasting finishes? Lane's Custom Steel, located in Benton, Wisconsin, can help with the metal finishings and metal coatings, offering a full range of custom metal restoration using powder coating for individuals and businesses. Contact Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. That's Lanes, L-A-N-E-Z, customsteel@gmail.com. Let's get this podcast rolling. What's going on, guys? Worm here, weighing in with Worm. We are live in the brand new Worm podcast cave. Just broke this in today, so super excited about this episode. I have Bellevue Wrestling head coach Dave Rebarger on the pod with us today. Dave has been the head coach at Bellevue since 2012. He wrestled at Loras College in the early 90s and was a D3 national qualifier. He coached at Southeast Warren in high school for a couple years, and then also at ADM, right?
Yep, and Lamar's Community.
Okay.
And Hempstead.
Yes. So, Dave, thank you so much for being on the podcast, brother. I appreciate it.
Awesome. I haven't missed an episode yet, so I'm pretty pumped up about this.
Awesome. So you were one of the first people, as soon as I was thinking about this podcast, I'm like, man, this is going to be fun. Because for people that don't know, you and I have had this relationship way even past before I got into Loras. The first time I met you, I was at the Loras wrestling camp, and you brought a team up, and I was an odd man out, and they put me into your team. So I got to meet you at 16, and it was literally from that time on, I feel like I've known you my entire life.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of conversations and put down a couple cold ones talking about it. And it's been a lot of fun, brother.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. So you took over Bellevue in 2012 with it not being in existence since 1993.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how that came about.
Yeah. So conference realignment, it seems to be the hot button issue right now. I know wrestling fans are kind of curious about what's going to happen with the Big Ten adding all those schools. Are they going to add wrestling? Is Washington and Oregon going to bring wrestling back? And so about the 2010s, there was another big question mark about conference realignment at the college level, then also at the high school level. We had Bellevue that was, I would say it's a middle-sized type school for Iowa. And the conference we were in, they were having a hard time getting JV competition for baseball and softball and volleyball and things like that. So they wanted to get into a conference that they could get those lower-level kids some more, game time. And so they started looking around, and they asked to get into, I think it was the North or the South Iowa Cedar League, or one of those Cedar conferences down south, which included like Wilton and Durant and so on. So they asked the conference if they could get in, and the conference said no. And the school said, well, maybe if we had wrestling, that might make us a little more appealing. So they started the ball rolling there. Asked again if they could get in, and the conference told them no. And then we went to court. I don't know if it was court or petitioned the state, and the state got involved and created our current conference that we're in, the River Valley Conference.
Yeah, and that includes teams like Cascade, Beckman's on it, and Maquoketa just joined this
year, right? Last year was their first year,
yeah. Okay, so yeah, oh my god, I'm drawing a blank on all these. Anamosa, Monticello,
Durant,
Wilton.
I can tell you all the teams here. Wilton, Monticello, Anamosa, Tipton, West Branch, Beckman, West Liberty, Cascade, Mid Prairie, Iowa City, Regina, Durant, Comanche, and Northeast Goose Lake.
So on top of it, you get into not only are you starting a program from scratch, you're going into a pretty wrestling rich conference. So like schools like Wilton, like Mid Prairie, Monticello, Cascade,
West Liberty has been tough. So tough over the last few years.
Yeah, and so it wasn't like. Hey, we're gonna be able to tiptoe right into this. Yeah. You're jumping in with weights on your ankles.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, that first year, I had one kid that ever been on a wrestling mat, and that was Cole Pritchard, who ended up helping us coach for several years after that. We had Joe Conley's nephew, but he'd never seen a wrestling mat, and he was almost a district qualifier for us that first year. We did win a duel that first year, so it was pretty awesome. We had an awesome group of kids. Aaron Beckley was on that team, and Aaron was our first district qualifier on our return. We had Cody Olson, who I have so much respect and admiration for that kid. I talk about him every chance I can. Just a really smart kid, but also an incredibly hard worker who we got a lot out of. And I hope he kind of enjoyed the sport, but, he's definitely one of those guys that in my time here at Bellevue, that I just always want to keep talking about.
Yeah, and the thing about Bellevue, too, is like I said, you guys started from scratch, but it seemed like right away you had a community that was ready to jump right into it, or it has been in the last couple of years. Like if you guys follow Bellevue Wrestling on any of their social media, their social media is extremely present. You guys have your team your family socials throughout the summertime. Moms on the mat. We're gonna talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
So you guys have a community that wants wrestling and is proud of wrestling. Let's talk about how that all came about, where the community just kind of engulfed into it.
I'm so lucky here in our community that we've got a very, very strong wrestling presence. We've got the Haases up at Hempstead and Joe Conley when he was at senior, and now with Healy there, I'm sure it's going to continue to grow. But Paul out at West Dubuque, man, he was very, very helpful those first few years. We would go up there and practice with them before or during Christmas and even before districts, and so that was a great experience for our guys to really see what a wrestling practice was. I got invited to their big fundraiser at the beginning of the year, so I went there.
I've gone too. It's a fun time.
It is a blast, absolute blast. And so for me going into there, this fundraising, and just seeing what kind of community West Dubuque has built in the last 50 plus years now, it just kind of inspired me that I wanted to have something like that. So we've tried to do a lot of different things to promote that family atmosphere with everybody. We do have these socials. We try to do them once a month outside of the season. Just the parents want to see each other and hang out and do fun things. We just went out to Ellsworth this past weekend to watch one of our former wrestlers who's playing football for Iowa Western. And we have a couple ladies who are wrestling for Ellsworth next year. And so a whole bunch of family and friends all went out there to watch the football game and hang out with the two girls and just visit and have a good time. It was an awesome, awesome time.
It was super cool to see that. Actually, today I just saw that on your guys' Instagram. I thought that was super cool that there's probably 20, 30 deep driving out to Ellsworth to go watch a football game. And I think that's awesome because, I mean, that shows, you know, you're not just part of this program for 4 years. You're part of it for life, and you're a big time, you know, once you're a part of the community still is wanting to be around you. And I think Zach Rader gets that a lot when he wrestles for Loras, you know, gets a decent crowd there. You know, shout out to the Rader family.
Yeah, obviously. Right. Yes.
Yes. But, you know, but like those, I mean, I'm going to talk about like those guys and like a Jason Haynes who, you know, when they fall in love with something, they go all in on it. Right. And Stephen Mell, you know, they bleed blue and white. Like
they love wrestling.
They love wrestling. Mel wears wrestling shoes to Iowa meets, and it's hilarious. Kylie saw her. We were down at Iowa Michigan Duel this year. We stopped to have a drink beforehand, and they were down there, and she had on a pair of Gables. And Kylie goes, she wearing wrestling shoes? Like, mm-hmm. Yep. And she just goes, that's actually awesome.
I think the thing, if we never would have got wrestling back, I mean, Steve wrestled for us back in the 80s, you know, and I think Steve liked it. Steve was a district qualifier, but, you know, and Steve can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't think he went to like Hawkeye meets and stuff. And now they're like regular boosters of the Hawkeyes down there. So, and Mel, I don't know that she ever went to a wrestling meet before we brought wrestling back. And she is like a rabid fan. Yeah. She is like an absolute rabid
obsessed.
Fan.
She's obsessed. And it's awesome. Like you don't see many people like that.
And it's nice to have her in our corner too. 100%. I mean, she goes to meet this. Geez, Zach's been out of high school for 3 years now, 4 years, and she's gone to road meets and stuff to take pictures for the team. And it's just been, those guys have been a blessing, a true blessing.
100%, you know, and they're the reason behind a lot of things. And, you know, this past year you guys did something called Moms on the Mat. Well, what was that about? Let's talk about that.
My wife takes part in these socials too, and I, for some reason everybody likes her very, very much. she thinks they like her better than they like me sometimes, which
I think she's even told me that.
So the parents will talk to her about stuff, and so she kind of said, hey, you know, what if we did a camp for the moms? And, you know, I just like, why not? I mean, that's been one of the things that, you know, at Bellevue, I've just been willing to try different things and do anything I can. You know, when I was at Southeast, I was head coach for 8 years, and, you know, we never did posters. We never did socials. We never did anything like that. That was a different time in my life too, but we didn't do those types of things. And I've tried to say yes to more things now than I ever did before. So coaches, we came up with a kind of a practice plan to give the ladies an idea of what their kids go through at practice. And, you know, I think the other thing they were curious about was just like meet strategy. You know, why do you do this? Why, you know, blah, blah, blah. All these awesome questions, you know. They wanted to know the names of moves so when they're cheering for their kid or some other kid, they can say the right thing, you know. So
it's not my dad saying squeeze. Yeah, right. I swear my dad, when I was wrestling, that was the only thing I could hear him saying squeeze. I'm like, damn, I'm in on a double leg right now. Like, what am I squeezing? But
anyway, or like the cheerleaders giving a reversal cheer when you're on your feet. Our cheerleaders are awesome, by the way. They're very, very good at their job. But I've seen cheerleaders given the wrong cheer
during times. Crap, we missed the script there. Another thing that I thought was super cool that you guys take part in, I take part in as well, is the wrestling shirt a day in May.
Oh, love that.
It's awesome. And I started doing it the last 2 years. It's a lot of fun. It's a good way. I think it's a good way for, you know, like you and I both were big shirt collectors. Yeah. You know, when you get a wrestling shirt, you don't lose them.
Yeah.
And right. So you might as well use them.
Yeah.
And you decided that you wanted the entire school to take part in it.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of the deal. Their deal too is, you know, get as many shirts as you can. And I've been super excited and pumped up. You know, you get to see all these different kids wearing shirts that wouldn't normally wear shirts, or you don't think of them as being, you know, wrestling supporters. And I've even gone so far to like donate a bunch of shirts too. So, I mean, I kind of cooked the books a little bit, but I mean, why are we doing it? It's to promote the sport. And, you know, it comes May and not too many people are thinking about shirts or even thinking about wrestling, you know. So it's a good way to kind of keep wrestling out in the front and in everybody's mind. And they'll make sure that they go out and get some shirts or buy some shirts.
Well, yeah, you know, just go back down the rabbit hole. One of my favorite shirts I ever had was my Southeast Warren shirt. Yeah. It was the Superman logo. When I was at Cascade my junior year, I wore that shirt every tournament or every match. I wore it as a warm up shirt underneath my sweatshirt and stuff like that. I always had that shirt. And like, a bunch of my buddies were like, "Where'd you get that from?" I'm like, "Southeast Warren High School." And they're like, "Where's that?" I'm like, "South I-80, I'm pretty sure." Yeah, like, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a Cascade wrestling shirt somewhere out there.
Yeah, Brock. The kids had a wrestler.
Yeah.
I don't know which wrestler it was, but it was a wrestler shirt.
It was Alex. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, that always makes me laugh. And I was looking through a scrapbook a couple months ago, and I saw that picture, and I was like, man, I love that shirt. So that's awesome. I think that's an awesome thing about the community. And,
I don't think I would have even known about that. I'm on Twitter, or the wrestling team's on Twitter, and I don't really, or sorry, X. I don't really get on there all the time. And so you messaged me about it, and like, oh, hey. And I had done it, like, during the pandemic, like, I got all these wrestling shirts. My wife's always complaining about how, what are you going to do with all those shirts? You got to get rid of them. So like, I'll just wear a shirt every day. In April, mine started in April, and I thought I was just gonna wear it during April, and then I wore it for, I think I had 51 shirts or something like that.
Dang, and it's funny because like I tell Kylie all the time, it's a vicious cycle for me. It's buy new shirts, you know, with Loris and club, and you know, area high schools. I usually try to buy a shirt from everyone. Then it's like I get to like February, March, and I'm like, God, I have too many damn t-shirts. So I end up taking a big, like, usually like two garbage bags over to Loris and like telling the wrestlers, like, have at it, guys, like, go nuts. And then by the time fall rolls around, it's like, I need a couple more shirts. Yeah, right. So it's just a vicious circle of gear that I think my wife will never be able to escape. But
you got way more guts than me to hand those out because I like keep them. Like, some of them are getting holy that I probably should just throw away. Oh, but like, I mean, I won't get rid of shirts. And well, I'll be honest with you. My wife's probably going to listen to this, and unfortunately, she probably knows this. They were having links to sell shirts on the website for that was keeping track of all the stats for Wrestling Shirt Today, and I bought like some pretty cool ones. I bought a Princeton shirt. Like, why the heck would I buy a Princeton shirt? It was orange, but I liked what it said on it. So you, like, boom,
got it. You rock that down, Kansas City next year, bro.
I probably will. I'll probably take all that stuff. I'd like to get a Lehigh shirt, but you know that, I don't know.
That'd be kind of a sweet such a scenario where you meet people through social media and hey, let's meet down when we go to Nationals. Bring some shirts. I'll trade with you. Yeah. But that seems like a lot of undertaking. Moving forward, last season. Let's talk about last season. How'd you guys do duel-wise?
Ow, jeez. Duel-wise, I had to bring my cheat sheet here, so I can't remember. We had a losing record. Which, you know, we still kind of young. We had one senior. That's all we had. So we had a bunch of younger kids, and we didn't fill all the weights either, which is a struggle at times. Oh, I'm trying to find my list here. Here we go. We were 8-18 last year on the boys' side and 0-1 on the girls' side. We only had one duel just because we only had six ladies, and I just didn't think like going out and trying to duel people was necessarily the best idea. We thought we had a few lined up within our conference, but there was a memo that got sent out, I guess, that only a handful of schools knew about. So
well, if and you know, the nice thing is too, it's like with the girls' schedules right now too, is the amount of tournaments that they get. Seems like they can go to a tournament on a Tuesday night and get four or five matches in.
Yeah,
you know, that's just like, I mean, you know, that's the same as having a duel, especially, you know, some of these areas where you have multiple duel matches a night. So they're getting their matches in, and you know, last year you guys had a state placer, two.
Both sides, boys and girls. So that was, you know, pretty awesome, you know, especially on the girls' side. Those six ladies we had, we had one returner, Ryan Dunn, who, you know, she came to me, said, oh, my mom says I should wrestle. And like, so I hadn't even tried to recruit any girls. And I said, okay, let's do this. And, you know, we just kind of went with it. And, you know, she kind of got her butt kicked that first year. But the off season, she really kind of dedicated herself to the sport and really does have a passion for wrestling that I don't know that I've had too many kids like that. You know, she just really loves wrestling. And then we were lucky enough to get Odessa Leibfried, and she's just a phenomenal athlete herself. And she ended up placing sixth at state, which was what her seed was. So that worked out right. And then on the boys' side, we had Jack Highland, who Jack was in the AAU scene. He was our best AAU wrestler ever. He, three-time state place winner, I think. I'm pretty sure three-time placer, qualified like five times. And so he was pretty good. And, you know, something just clicked for him last year, and he had over 50 wins, which was...
And then his little brother went off and qualified for Fargo.
Yeah, right. And so we've got a nice little cabinet there, a cupboard that's not empty that we're, you know, kind of looking forward to exploiting next year.
Yeah, and then so with that being said, you know, you're returning starters. You have the Highland boys. That'll be pretty tough for you. Do you guys have any incoming freshmen that you think are going to be impact players right away?
So we've got a heavyweight in Mason Fox, who's a two-time AAU qualifier. That's a little different when you get talking about heavyweight at the AAU level.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a transfer this year from Maquoketa and Oliver McCutcheon, who is also a state qualifier. Both those guys made it to the round of 12 at AAU. So we're kind of looking forward to having them come into the room.
Yeah, Aaron was talking. When I had Aaron Costello on a couple weeks ago, he made a great point where he said, you know, when you're wrestling heavyweight all your life, you wrestle the same guys all the time. Right. They're not dropping weights or bumping up or anything like that because you're the last weight.
Right,
so
right.
He's like, so you end up wrestling all those same guys your entire high school or grade school and high school careers. Big events that are circled on your guys' schedule.
Jeez, I don't know. I haven't really thought that far ahead. We're hosting conference this year, so I guess that's kind of a big deal. So the first time we had a chance to host conference, we kind of passed on it just because it was like our second year of wrestling. And I don't think we had the infrastructure in place to kind of run tables and everything else like that. We're also wrestling Wallert at Wallert. I can't remember the date. It's the end of December. That's going to be a battle royale. We're going to have little kids there wrestling kind of a duel. We'll have our middle school there wrestling a meet, and then the high school girls and boys will wrap up the evening.
Yeah, you and Joel like to go, like, you guys like to think outside the box on these type of things, and it's good for the sport, it's good for exposure, I think, especially, you know, you guys have small, you know, small enough teams in all respects of the word.
Yeah.
You guys have small enough teams that you guys are able to do this, and at the same time, no one else is doing it.
Right.
It's great for exposure. You think about, I think, did you make the joke that you guys, it was a Cascade of Water your second year, you guys wrestled like 8 or 9 times?
Yeah, it's probably, Cascade, we do wrestle them a lot, which is, well, it seems like in the last few years we wrestle them a lot before Christmas, and then we won't see them again until conference or sectionals, you know, or districts now. But, you know, that whole thing with the little kids and middle school and high school, that was Joel's idea. You know, here's another opportunity for me to say yes instead of saying no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this day and age, coaches want to get their kids as many matches as they can, and yet here's, we could have got 4 matches, and now we're only going to get 1. But, you know, when we look at Waller and Bellevue together, I mean, I think we're both looking for opportunities for exposure for our communities to try to get more kids out for wrestling, and I'm hoping that it gives us some dividends here in the future. But I mean, I know Joel's excited about it, and I was too. I was like a little nervous last year when we did it, and like, is he okay with this? And then like he was so pumped up and excited afterwards. So we'll probably end up making this some kind of annual deal.
Yeah, and that's awesome. I think that's that's something that like I said, it's just it can only better the sport for your guys' communities and better the sport for the area. So I'm excited for that as well. On the girls' side, are you the head coach as well, or is...
I am. So we're making some changes to the schedule, the conferences, adding duels, so that. That's another night of wrestling, and right now it's going to kind of interfere with our elementary program, and I don't know what we're... I do have some help that's going to help me out with that, so I'm lucky to have some good experience to help us, so I can spend more time, you know, at the meets with the girls, I'm looking forward to it. I know after last year, there was a lot of excitement in the community. It's died down a little bit right now, and I'm hoping that I can conjure some girls into going out for wrestling. I know there's been people that have expressed interest in it, and it's a hard sell, man. You're asking people to do something, and they don't have a whole lot of experience with it, you know, so they're pretty vulnerable, and people don't like to look like fools. And, you know, I think a lot of times people try selling them on, try this and they get their butts kicked and it's no fun. But I'd like to think that our coaching staff is really good and that we can coach these kids up to the point where they can be successful. And you know, as far as me, you know, my idea of success, are these kids having fun? And, you know, are they becoming friends? Are they a family? And bringing the parents in too. I mean, it's all that stuff together. It's pretty cliche for a coach to say, well, it doesn't... I don't care about winning and losing, but, you know, it is more fun when you win. But also, these kids, man, they're going out on the weekends and just hanging out. They're driving up to B-Dubs and hanging out at B-Dubs, you know? The wrestlers on the football team are still hanging out with the wrestlers, which is good and bad, but, you know, bad because, you know, you kind of have this little clique, but good that that's who their friends are.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And that's ultimately the goal. Right. with the program is, you know, you leave there with, you know, some of your lifelong friends.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Know, I'm pretty sure both of us have those friends from high school that you're still best friends with, and it was just because you guys wrestled.
I was involved in so much stuff in college, right? You know, so I love going back to homecoming. Even when we live far, far away, you know, come back for homecoming, and now that we live in town, we're able to host some things and have some more people come to our place. But, like, you know, who do I talk to when I'm at the homecoming? I'm talking to the wrestlers. And luckily enough, we were, like, next door to each other for our two
tailgate spots
were next to each other. And, I was involved in theater. I'm in the Loras Players Hall of Fame for acting, right? And I don't talk to those guys. I was in, you know, Student Senate for 2 years, and I don't go hang out with those guys. I'd rather go hang out with the wrestlers and you know, you get talking about some of my good friends. Leo Costello, I mean, geez, we've done quite a bit of things together. Scott Tarchinski, Tim Twinton, Steve Strab, and Doug Bradley. We had a golf team together for the golf outing mm-hmm. this year. And those guys have been real, real awesome friends to me. And I really do appreciate having them. You know, just listen to the stories about when we're really stupid back in the day.
Oh, yeah. And it's weird because, like, I blanked and I turned 35. And this year I did the same thing where I had a team, or my golf team was my roommates from our wrestling house the year that I was politely asked to leave. But that's a different story in general. And we were just driving around, and I think we probably told more war stories.
Yeah.
And it was just laughing because, you know, one of the people I played was my buddy Tegan's fiance, and she's, like, sitting there listening, and she just laughed, and she goes, I feel like I've heard these stories 10,000 times, but hearing when you guys talk about it, it was like I was there.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I call them my foxhole buddies. Like, yeah. Those are the guys that
yeah, right
you are in the foxhole with for so many things in your life, and you know that they're always going to be there for you, and it was because of our time that we spent wrestling together.
Yeah, and you know, that wrestling brotherhood is different than, and I know I'm biased, but different than any other sport. I mean, there's no other sport that you are bleeding, sweating, and crying with, right? And I mean, I enjoy football. I really do like coaching football. It's been, you know, a great experience for me. But I mean, those kids they're not that physically close to each other, right? In wrestling, you're on top of each other. Your sweat and your blood are literally mixing with each other. I know that sounds a little gross, but it's a very intimate sport, and so that intimacy creates a different level of camaraderie that other sports, I don't think other sports really enjoy, you know, as much as we do.
Yeah, and it's weird, you know, like, because like I think you're right. Like I think I'm with you 100% on that. Like there is, I don't think there's any other sport, you know, where, you know, you have guys, you know, our ages, and you know that can still sit there and talk about a tournament from 10-15 years ago, or a night that you had to cut, you know, a couple extra pounds with your buddies, or you know, one of your teammates saying stand on your head to lose some weight.
Hey, dude, been there.
Yeah, I figured I'd bring that one up.
Okay,
but wrapping things up here, Dave, I think I'm super pumped for you. I've been excited for you to be running Bellevue Wrestling since you took over. I thought when you took that job, you were probably the perfect guy for the job. And so, and to see the growth, you know, you guys have had your state placers. You guys have had your state qualifiers. Like, I feel like it was like always like one building block after the next. You get the one state qualifier, then you get the one state placer. You know, and it's just continuing to kind of to grow off that. So I'm super excited for you guys' future. I think you guys have a lot of good things going for you. You know, anything you want to say before we go off?
I don't know. Then you asked me that. I think that's the hardest question right there. Is there anything else? I do want to give my coaches, assistant coaches, a shout out. You know, Jamie Ball has just been a phenomenal addition to the team. He's really, he picks up the pieces when they kind of fall apart, and he's been around enough that he knows when those pieces could fall apart, and he knows how to put them back together. He replaced Pat Bauer, who I had. Pat Bauer coached with us for a long, long time and just did a fantastic job. I couldn't have asked for a better coach than him, and then we got Jamie, you know, so that's been awesome. Brandy Bailey, too, has been an awesome addition. She kind of coached little kids out in Colorado, and then when we added girls wrestling, she decided that maybe I'll try this, and she has been completely awesome too. She has such a great rapport with the kids, and so she really does help me out there.
And I think Jamie's one of those guys too. He's an unsung hero. Like,
oh,
his rapport with kids, he's so good with kids. Like, I feel,
and
like,
the parents
and too. The parents, yeah, like, you know, he's one of those guys. Like, you know, I coached his son. Well, when his son was at Waller, you know, and he was a great dad to have around. You know, he's also a great guy to sit back and relax with and get tons of laughs with. You know, this year, you know, I went to Tulsa for the first time in some ways.
Yeah.
And I ended up with you guys. I feel like I ended up with you guys more than anyone else. And
it's because we're fun.
Yeah. Well, the entire time, I'm sitting there with Jamie, and Jamie is just flipping me shit the entire time, and I'm flipping shit back to him. But at the same time, it's just like, I just remember, like, taking from that trip, I was like, that was so much fun being around that guy. And he's just a great dude, and I, you know, super excited for you guys. You know, closing things off, favorite shoes you ever had?
I've been dreading this question. I don't think about wrestling shoes that much. I did buy a new pair of Sly Foxes, and I don't know if I like them 100% yet. So far, so good. My favorite shoes, I bought a pair of split second twos in like my sophomore year, or junior year in high school, and I wore the shit out of those. I mean, it was, I don't know. They were like the second year that split soles kind of became a thing. So I really enjoyed those. You had a coach from UD.
Dennis Hall.
Yeah, Dennis Hall. He talked about those gables. That's what I wore to Nationals. I tried looking for them this afternoon, and I couldn't find them. I was going to bring them and show them to you, but they're somewhere in my basement somewhere. And then you think it's the Adidas, what? I don't even know what they're called. Combat Speeds?
Yeah, Combat Speeds, yeah.
I thought those were going to be, like, the greatest shoes of all time. Like, the toes will never wear out on them, and then my toes wore out. You know? So
I just figure if you see freaking 80, 90 Russians wearing them, like, yeah, they gotta be good, right? Yeah. I mean, probably, maybe sadly it's all they can afford. I don't know, but I mean, I have a pair over there on the Wall of Fame, and I think, yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun now asking this question, because, like, with the high school guys, they have other guys that wrestled in the last 10 years, they have an answer right away, and they know exactly, right, you know, because we're in a different generation, and it seems like the more and more coaches I've been interviewing, the harder the question gets, and so that's just hilarious, man.
And I know if you ask Zach Rader that question, he'll tell you he probably knows exactly what his favorite shoe. He's probably been auditioning his response there.
I was gonna say, yeah, he probably has a catalog that he bought him out of for the first time too. But yeah, dude, I appreciate you having you on, man. Really, it was fun to have this podcast. Excited to see you guys this year. And guys, we will be back after some ads, and then we will be logging off. So, Rip, thanks again, brother.
No problem, man. Thank you.
All right, here in the wormhole, closing up things with Rip. Tell you what, man, if you know Dave Rebarger, probably one of the more entertaining guys on the planet. We didn't really get to talk about the dude sings in a band. I mean, for crying out loud. Like, that's pretty cool in my opinion. You know, but something I've always just really loved about Rip, especially since he took over at Bellevue, is how much he wants to grow the sport of wrestling in the community. And we talked about it a lot in this episode. So if you guys do get a chance, follow Comet Wrestling on Instagram. They do an absolutely phenomenal job of their social media. I mean, I can't say enough good things about it. Just really good stuff. So kudos to Rip, and I hope those guys do really well this year. You know, like we said before earlier in the beginning of the pod, you know, Rip and I have known each other for almost 20 years now, which is crazy to think. But he's always been one of those guys that's always been, you know, really tight with me, and he's always been really cool with me, and I absolutely have nothing but the utmost respect for Dave. So hopefully him and the Bellevue Comets have a good season this year. I think they are on the up and ups. Going into next week, we got Paul Cleary of West Dubuque. That'll be a big one, guys. I know Bobcat Nation loves to listen to their guy and talk about their team. And, you know, we get to talk about a decent amount of stuff, you know, with his philosophies on coaching and just, you know, his history in the sport around Dubuque. I mean, Loras College Hall of Fame member, you know, 3A Coach of the Year. You know, he's got some pretty good accomplishments here. So excited to have that episode drop this next week. Still have a couple shirts left. If you are interested, shoot me a DM and we can talk which sizes we have available still for either $20 a shirt, $25 will ship them out for you. So with that being said, thanks for listening, guys. This is Worm. I got my one. I'm out.
Before we go, I just want to thank our sponsors one more time. Big thanks to Raider Outdoor Power. Thank you guys for all the support. Thank you, Lane's Custom Steel in Benton, Wisconsin. Thank you, King Cuts by Anna. Thank you to Hoppiness on the Hill as well. If you are interested in sponsoring the podcast, please reach out in DMs at Worms Weigh In on Instagram, and we can work out something today. Thanks.